Ron Bonnet, President of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture.
Thank you, Will, and thank you to the American Farm Bureau for the hospitality. We had the opportunity to have lunch before this press conference, and I think it gave us an opportunity to exchange views on where things are going. And I think between Mr. Duvall and Mr. De La Vedda, I think we realized that there was a lot of common ground we can build on. This morning we heard the ministers and secretaries make opening remarks on the renegotiation of NAFTA. And I think it's interesting in the opening comments we heard the word agriculture a number of times. With our leadership in all three countries recognizing that agriculture is important, we, the farm leaders of all three countries, must insist that the voices of farmers and ranchers must be heard as these negotiations proceed. I thank the press for coming out. I think this is an issue of great importance to the economies of all three countries. CFA, American Farm Bureau, and CNA in Mexico decided several weeks ago that it would be appropriate for us to try and find that common ground that we had when we moved forward. And we have prepared a joint statement and a subsequent letter to our negotiators based on the principle of do no harm. For agriculture, NAFTA has been good. If we look at the changes since 1994, trade between our three countries has grown exponentially. We must build on this success. With Canada, U.S., we have $56 billion in reciprocal trade, and the U.S. has a slight surplus with it at this time. With Mexico and Canada, we have $4.2 billion in reciprocal trade, and again, Mexico has a slight surplus. Canada is the top export market for 29 U.S. states. As farm leaders, we have outlined common ground for a path forward. There are five areas that we agreed on. One is a focus on increased and improved regulatory alignment. The second area is looking at improving the flow of goods at border crossings. The third is further alignment of science-based sanitary and phytosanitary measures. And for that fancy term, that's human, animal, and plant health issues. The elimination of non-science-based technical barriers to trade is another area we need to concentrate on. And then adapting the agreement to technology advances that have been made since 1994. In 94, the internet, digital economies, those types of things weren't even thought of. In closing, I would like to echo what was said this morning. We are neighbors, partners, and friends. We have a relationship based on trust and understanding. Agriculture has been a success. And remember, do no harm. Thank you.